I wish I could teach every one of you in person, but this tape makes it possible for me to give you a private lesson right in your own home. Well, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Okay, let's get started.
You know, everything is relative. If you were to look at this a few years ago, you'd say maybe it was a turnoff, but because people are now so much more aware of their bodies and wanting to look good, that is now quite the opposite. It's becoming a turn-on to most people.
I saw the very first Olympia, and I just saw this one woman that I really sort of liked her body, and I said, I kind of like to look like her, and
yeah.
From there on, I didn't think it was going to go this far.
Were you underweight or overweight at the time?
I was a twig.
Twig, really thin, huh?
Yeah. Very thin.
Is it hard work?
Very hard work. A lot of discipline.
And what is your training period like?
2.5 hours, 4 times a week.
4 times a week. Good.
Just yesterday, Jack turned 80. And tonight he gives Keith Morrison a look at what's keeping him young all these years.
You know, Groucho, every year I get a year younger. I don't consider calendar years. I say that your age is the sum total of your physical condition, the condition of your mind, and how you feel.
All these hamburgers and hot dogs and all this stuff that's killing the kids. Sometimes I get so, I get inside of me. How can people go for this stuff?
See, the physical application really is the smallest part of it. Mm. But what it does for you mentally, psychologically, and emotionally is much more important than what the physical attributes can be.
Now, what about the men in your lives? All of a sudden, nothing. I guess they don't want to talk about it, so I'm going to change the subject. So what about the men in your life?
Would you get your dog up in the morning, give him a cup of coffee, a cigarette, and a donut? Why are you laughing? You'd kill the dog.
That's right.
We teach success orientation, positive-minded type goals.
Hard as a rock.
Yeah,
I mean, she really has great definition.
I can't do this, I can't do that, I can't accomplish things. And what we try to do as teachers is to push out all the negative thoughts and replant positive ideas of what you can do, what you can accomplish in life. Whatever goal you set for yourself, which we all do, we all set goals for ourselves. The first thing you must have is a mental image in your mind of what it is that you want to accomplish.
Well, if you can't take the heat, perhaps you should think about getting yourself a nice desk job.
He has a great deal of willpower.
You see, it doesn't matter what you do to me. There's nothing that can break my will.
You're going to hit obstacles en route. You know, it gets tough at times. And a lot of times people will quit because of these obstacles in the way.
A lot of people don't like a real muscular man or a woman that's muscular. But together, it brings out the feminine parts of the women, you know, the femininity and the masculinity in the male. And the general public seems to respond really well to it. It makes me feel really good because it's kind of opening up doors.
You must be determined to overcome each obstacle en route.
Learn the difference between friendly analysis and unfriendly criticism. Never say or do anything which may influence another person without first asking yourself this question. Will it benefit him or hurt him? And if it will hurt him, don't do it.
Here, try this one.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No pain, no gain.
Don't say anything or do anything that would hurt another person under any circumstances, no matter how much he may deserve it. Exercise self-discipline. Keep cool when other people get hot.
Don't touch me.
Ooh. Or what?
Huh? Or I'll touch you back.
You can never be the biggest guy on the block. I don't care how good you are at any age. There's always somebody better than you.
Are you coming? I have to finish my workout. Might as well finish on you.
How big are you? How tall are you?
About 6'4".
6'4". And how much do you weigh?
Around 225.
225.
I want to keep my condition, my strength, and everything as long as I possibly can.
Here's to a good day.
And here's to another day.
Thank you.
I need a new training partner, and you, well, not to make a point of it, but you need a trainer in the worst possible way.
Brad, come on! Come on,
you gotta be shitting me.
Hey, Benny, come here. Help me spot this crazy fool.
What's he training for? The Olympics.
Thank you.
Sometimes the things we want most are the hardest to get. That means you have to be even more determined to succeed. But that's what it takes to be a winner. You have to want it bad enough to stick with it no matter how tough things get.